Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. This is Diana DuBois.
Hi, Diana. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. What can I do for you today, Diana?
Well, I had Archtop installed in my home. I'm very, very happy with it. But I have a concern. I got in the mail today a bill. And I had signed up for paperless billing and automatic withdrawal. And okay. I got a bill.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Let's go ahead and take a look at that for you. What is your service address, please?
166 Hinsdale Street, Kingston.
Perfect. All right, and just in the event that we do get disconnected, what is the best callback number for you, please?
845-901-5330.
Perfect. All right, I'm taking a look. So it does show that you're not enrolled in the auto pay yet. Maybe it just didn't save? Oh, it's pending. When did you enroll in it?
It was installed, it was installed last month, the end of the month.
Okay, so like around the 31st or like Halloween?
30th or 31st, something like that, yeah.
Okay, let me just take a look. So I see it was done on the 30th.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm thinking when, so was that when you had enrolled in the auto pay?
Actually, I talked with you on the phone a little bit before then because I had an installation set up for, I think, the week before.
Mm-hmm.
But the wrong address was in my file, and they went to the wrong address, and the gentleman said that he wasn't interested in.
Yes,
so they left.
That was me.
Remember that?
Yes, that was definitely
so
me.
We did talk about my paperless and automatic pay that same day that we talked about, you know, the reason they didn't show up on the day that was scheduled.
Correct. Yes, because we had to edit the address in the system because it was incorrectly put in.
Exactly.
Yes. So I do remember that. But when it came to the auto pay, I do see that you are set for internet delivery, which I'm not sure why you would have received a physical one.
I don't understand why I got it either. This is why I called.
Yeah. Now, the auto pay is not currently set up. Did you want to go ahead and get that done now?
Sure.
Okay. And we're doing it with the bank account, correct? So that we get the full
$10
right. Discount?
Yeah, that gave you all the information. That's
that's kind of strange that it didn't save.
It's the same way with the address, right?
Yeah, it's a little strange. In my opinion, it's definitely a little wonky there. But let's go ahead and try this once more. What is the routing number for your account, please?
It is 221976243.
Okay. And to confirm, that's Mid-Hudson Valley, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And go ahead whenever you're able with the account number, please.
427-136-0001.
Okay. And of course, it is your name on the account?
Yes.
Is there a middle initial that I should be worried about?
P is in Paul.
Okay. And then this is a checking account, or is it a savings account?
Checking.
Okay. And you do authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Say that again?
You do authorize direct debit payment when the bill is due?
Yes. When is it usually deducted? Can you tell me that?
Yeah, just give me one moment. Ugh, that's so crazy that it's not saving it. Okay, let me try a different way. Go ahead and provide me that routing number once more.
Yeah, let me go dig it back out. Hold on.
Yeah, so sorry.
This is crazy. Okay. 2219 976 243
Okay. You said 9 twice, so it kind of messed me up there, but that's okay. I got it. And then once more with the account number, please.
4271 36 0001
Okay, and that was a 427 for the beginning?
Yes, 427
Okay. Okay, there we go. So it's been saved, and it should reflect in 24 hours that you have your auto pay settings updated. Okay, now that that's saved, I just want to make sure that it's there. Okay, now as far as your invoice goes, it was sent out on the 1st, and it is not due until November 16th.
Okay. Is that date changeable?
We could possibly change it.
Reason I ask that is because I'm on Social Security, and my new my payment doesn't hit that early in the month. It won't hit till the 3rd week, so that would be the 20th.
Okay.
Because my funds are pretty low by the end of that week.
Okay, so what date would be best for you?
Let's say the 20th.
The 20th?
Of the month. Yeah, if that's possible.
Okay, yeah, I can definitely go ahead and take a look at that for you.
You know, as much as I want to do auto pay, if it's not going to come in when I have the money available, then that's pointless. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So your first invoice date would be the 1st as the way that it is now.
Okay.
I would see... Once it's updated with your auto pay settings, see what date that takes out, because oftentimes it'll issue the invoice on the same day that it takes out. So is the 1st a decent day?
The 1st, I could make that work, yes.
Because if not, I can also put it down to the 20th like you had asked.
Well, even if it's on the 1st, I can budget that in. But if it's going to ask for it on the 16th of November,
due. Oftentimes, what I've noticed in a lot of accounts is that it'll take out the same day that an invoice is issued.
I'm sorry, that last bit was garbled. Say it again.
Oh, please. I apologize. I was stating that oftentimes what I've seen in different accounts is that it will auto pay on the same day that the invoice is issued.
Okay. Okay.
But I would just keep an eye on it and see when exactly it is that it comes out of your account, and then we can edit it from there.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't happen on the 16th this month. Because like I said, getting towards the time when my Social Security hits, you know, it's pretty lean. Because that is my only source of income.
Okay, and that's understandable. Yeah, we have a lot of customers that do rely on that as well.
So, yeah, that's why I opted to change with you, because I can't afford Spectrum.
Yeah, that's understandable. Yeah, it's gotten very, very expensive nowadays.
Yeah, let me share something with you. So when I went to Spectrum to turn in my equipment, they told me that I had a missing piece of equipment. I said, I don't know how that's possible, because I wouldn't throw somebody's equipment away. And the only time that anything has gone in and out of my house is when one of your techs came to do an upgrade or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they told me that I had to call customer service. So when I called customer service, we're having this conversation about the equipment and yada, yada. And he says, so tell me, are you leaving the area? Or are you going with another company? I said, I'm going with another company. I said, I can't afford you. I said, you totally price people who are on fixed incomes out of the market. And so he says, well, I can set you up for like $50-some or $59 a month, something like that. And I said, really? I said, I was under the impression that you could only get a reduction in your rate is if you canceled your service for 2 months and then went back. He says, no, I can do that for you now. I says, why wouldn't you do that all the time for people who are on a fixed income?
Yeah, right.
And I said, but not only that, every year that goes by, once you are a member of your service, you raise the rate $10. Every single year.
Yeah, that gets frustrating. See, we just have our regular price of $79.99 for the 1 gig. And then with the auto pay, when you sign up and subscribe, that gives you a $10 discount for 2 years, so 24 months from the date that your service is installed. And then after that, it just goes back to the regular price. That's only $10 different.
Yeah. But theirs goes up every year, $10. It's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. And I mean, depending on how long you've been with them, you would think that the longer you're with them, the better deal you would have, because you've been loyal.
Well, we've always been with them because they're the only company around.
Well, yeah, now we have an option. We have us.
exactly. And that's what I told them. I said, you know something? You're pricing yourself right out of the area, and people are tired of being ripped off and taken advantage of.
Indeed.
You know, period, the end. That's the reason why I decided to change. Not only that, but I didn't know this at the time. I said, but to my friends that I'm telling them about your service, which hasn't made it to their areas yet, I said, I have to tell you, the streaming that I have is clearer, it's sharper, and it's quicker. I said, you know, you can't compare them.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm a big supporter, even though we've had a few snafus along the way. I'm still an avid supporter of your business. So I thank you for that.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's what we're here for.
But thank you for clearing this up. I appreciate it.
Oh, of course. I'm glad that I was able to handle that and clear that up for you so it didn't become into a bigger issue. Yeah, because obviously we want you to have that $10 savings, you know?
Absolutely. And thank you very much. I appreciate it. And CJ, have a wonderful rest of your day.
You as well. And thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your week as well.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.